Life has a lot of chaos, doesn't it? But does it seem to you like people are even more stressed out lately than normally? The further we move along the timeline of what the Bible calls last days, the more we're seeing people who are operating in a constant level of distress. But is this normal or is it just common? Do we have to live as if life is ganging up on us and we have no way to stop it? How can we learn to stay calm in the chaos?
Welcome to Keep the Heart Podcast with Francie Taylor. Francie is an author, teacher, and conference speaker known for sharing biblical insights that are practical and inspiring. Now back to today's valuable study.
You know, it's unreasonable to expect life to be free of trouble. Job recognized this when he spoke these words in Job 5:7. Yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. We're going to have things happen that weren't in our planners. But if your life is one continuous stream of chaos, that's like a check engine light on the dash in your car. Something needs to be examined. Chaos happens, but it's not an operating system. What is chaos, by the way? Well, an abbreviated definition is confusion and disorder. We know it when we're in it, but sometimes we're not aware that we may be making it worse. It is possible to disturb your own peace. Sometimes life has too much chaos because we're creating it. At other times, life goes crazy because God is doing something and including us in the process for our own learning and growth. But in either case, chaos does not have to become our operating system. Let's look at four questions we should ask ourselves when life has too much chaos. Number one, is it self-inflicted? Psalm 16, verse 2 says, "All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits." Are we doing some things that are making our lives more chaotic? Have you considered, for example, what are your priorities? When we have priorities that are in order, priorities help to restore order. Sometimes we end up with chaotic lives because we have habits of planning before praying. Switch that. Pray before you set your priorities. Sometimes we just get into trouble because we're running ahead of God, shouting our prayer requests over our shoulder as we go. Another thing to consider is, are you adding when you need to subtract? Guess what? No one's going to build a monument in your front yard because you were the most overbooked person. So knock it off. You don't want to do that. That's self-inflicted. That will increase the chaos. And finally, under number one, are you spending so much time on your phone that it has squeezed out your time with God? Now that's easily fixable chaos. Oh, good. Something easy. By the way, it's abnormal but totally accepted that people are going to have phone conversations everywhere and anywhere they go. This is excessive. I'm just going to call it what it is. People are never off. Because of this, we've slowly programmed ourselves to consider it normal that we can't even go to the restroom without our phones. That's going to create more chaos. If the chaos is self-inflicted, God will help you to change that. Number two out of four, is it life-inflicted? Now, you know this verse that I'm about to quote is one of my favorites, but Proverbs 20, verse 24 is a really good statement followed by a question. It says this, "Man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way?" Accept the fact that some things will happen that make no sense at all. It doesn't mean we're abandoned by God, but it will test at least two things in our lives, our faith and our trust. We already know that this too shall pass because life rotates. But sometimes when we're going through something extremely hard and we did nothing to bring it on, it is easy to get a little wavering and a little bit shaky in our faith. Don't give up. Trust God. And if you find yourself having a hard time with that, then ask God to help you. Because it's really, a lot of it is rooted in our unbelief in the fact that God is able to deliver us. So one of my favorite prayer requests when I'm struggling with faith and trust is, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Also remember that when a crisis shows up in our lives, rest is not optional. We may have to go through a few sleepless nights when chaos arises that is not inflicted by us, but we need to prioritize rest in order to deal with the life-inflicted chaos. Otherwise, we'll find ourselves becoming highly emotional and possibly even irrational. We were not meant to operate without sleep. Sleep deprivation negatively affects spiritual, emotional, and physical health. Oh, please get some sleep. And finally, under number 2, accept offers for help. This is not the time to turn away the lifeboats. If God sends someone to help you through a challenging time, tell them what would help you and let them do that. And for those of us who like to offer to help people, come with a plan, because people, when they're in an overwhelmed situation and we come up with, how can I help you? They maybe don't know. So have some plans in mind. Come up with an idea such as, can I offer to cook a meal for you? Or could I have some groceries delivered to your house? Or may we give you a gift card to your favorite grocery store or Target or Walmart? What would you like? And then that way you're taking the burden off of the person to try to come up with a way to give you something you can do to help. So now I'm talking to both sides of the coin. One side is when somebody offers to help, let them. The other side is if you want to be a helper, come with a plan. But above all, we need to all remember that life-inflicted chaos requires trust and waiting on the Lord. God didn't make a mistake. Things always have a purpose in His plan. Number 3, are we following God? Wow, when life is too chaotic, we need to check that. Psalm 119 verse 2 says, "Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with the whole heart." Seeking God with the whole heart includes involving God in what we're doing every single day. It's a good idea to examine our lives regularly for errors or unbiblical habits that may have crept into our lives. We are massively overexposed to wrong philosophies, bad ideas, and ungodly living, which has the potential to draw us away from following God. When we're not walking with God as believers, it will create conflict in our souls. That conflict will disturb our peace, and it'll feel chaotic. We need to regularly examine ourselves. We can ask ourselves a simple question like this: would the way that I'm living make God smile? If the answer to that is no, or you don't know, then it's time to do a checkup there. Examine the self. And when life has seemed chaotic for too long, it's time to ask God what needs to change. That's part of following God, too, is asking Him questions. We need to be willing to seek God, which means to pursue Him and to consult Him. It's possible that we're doing things that are unbiblical, and that will lead to chaos. Ask God. Following God doesn't eliminate chaos, but it does increase our wisdom for handling it. And finally, number 4, are we feeding our souls? Proverbs 19:8 is a great reminder on this. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. Do you love your soul? Then you'll feed it. It's amazing what a difference it makes when we are fed spiritually, especially when we're trying to deal with chaos. There was a study done in Minnesota that's absolutely fascinating. It was done in 1950, and it used conscientious objectors as participants. So instead of going to war, they ended up getting into this research project. And the scientist's name was Ansel Keys. You may have heard about the study. And he wrote about the changes that happened because of prolonged physical semi-starvation. So these participants went through semi-starvation by design. And here's what they noticed as a result of this period of time. Significant increases in depression and hysteria. Oh, there's no surprise there. How many of you like going without food on a long, long-term basis? I haven't met anybody yet who says, oh, I just love fasting. It's one of my favorite things to do. Have not met one person to say that. If you're out there, I haven't met you yet. But here's another discovery that was made in this study. Periods of severe emotional distress and increased irritability. Again, going without food, semi-starvation, not a surprise. They also noticed that these patients that went through this, the participants, experience social withdrawal and isolation. They did not want to be around people. And finally, one of the really interesting notes from their study was a decline in concentration, comprehension, and judgment capabilities. Now, the decline in concentration, comprehension, and judgment capabilities, boy, that can be taken to the spiritual realm. You know, when we go without our spiritual food for prolonged time, it can produce the same list of symptoms. We can lose the ability to concentrate, to comprehend how to handle problems, to have good judgment. We have increases in depression and anxiety that are directly correlated to time away from the Word. Severe emotional distress is increased, and irritability directed at other people is also increased. And then finally, when you start finding yourself withdrawing socially, where you don't want to be around people and you're isolating, is it possible that your diet of your mind is affecting your soul? If all you're consuming is streaming movies and sitting on social media through your phone, you're eventually going to become this person who doesn't want live people, you only want electronic ones. You'll find yourself withdrawing and won't even realize you're doing it at the expense of your soul. One of the greatest forms of self-care is daily Bible reading and study. Add to that the habit of regular worship in person, and you are feeding and loving your own soul. We get wisdom from the Word, which is how we take care of our souls. Without wisdom, we will handle matters poorly, increasing stress and that sense of endless chaos. Don't ever forget that the Bible is our soul food. Don't fast from the Word. Feast on it. Life doesn't have to be filled with endless chaos. Chaos comes like other storms in life, in a rotation. If yours isn't rotating, go to the Lord and ask Him what is going on and see if there's any way that you're contributing to the situation. And if not, then ask Him for the wisdom to navigate the times that you're going through. A great closing verse for learning to be still and quiet in the chaos is found in Isaiah 32:17, which says this, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever." This doesn't mean that we'll make an idol of trying to create calm in our lives. It just means that no matter what's going on, we will live in righteousness so that we can have peace. When life has too much chaos, get alone with God. Ask Him to search you and try you. He will help you to make any changes necessary to restore the calm. And when calm is not possible, He will guide you through the chaos.
You've been listening to Keep the Heart with Francie Taylor. Subscribe to this podcast and follow Keep the Heart on Instagram. Visit the shop at keeptheheart.com for Bible studies, books, and more, along with Francie's conference event calendar. Visit keeptheheart.com today. Thank you for listening.